got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. Big transmission lined up for you today. It is Thursday, January 19th, 2012. First month of the year is getting long in the tooth, long in the beard. Amazing. The father of free software movement, the guru of it, Richard Stallman, Dr. Richard Stallman, will be joining us coming up at the start of the next hour. We're also looking at some other guests today. There is just so much going on, so much happening. This article has gone up at Infowars.com. We're all going to hang together, hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. Google is already using SOPA-like censorship. It's just the mega corporations want this power themselves with government. They don't want government having the express power. And the way government was going to implement this would screw up some of the internet. And was so ham-fisted. This article's important. Please get that out. We got a lot of good news coming up. Rand Paul vows to block internet censorship bills. SOPA and PIPA are a threat to free speech. He says Congress claims they're pulling out the bad provisions now, but that's playing possum. Let's see what they do next week with this vote. And thank God for Rand Paul. And thank God for Ron Paul as well. Here's another article at PrisonPlanet.com. Ron Paul introduces legislation to strike NDAA's unconstitutional police state subsections that allow secret arrest of citizens, indefinite detention, torture, total war. And it's a good thing InfoWars.com and this syndicated radio/internet video feed is going to millions of people, because there's no news out there about Ron Paul doing this. There is almost no news out there about his speech. I saw the corporate traitor, dinosaur, prostitute, slime bag, makeup face, teleprompter, sellout, globalist, zombie-controlled media. I got to quit doing that. It's just, it's fun. So many names for that disease of traitors and of scum and of plague that it's hard to stop. He went and did his futile vote against a debt increase. Yeah, futile to audit the Fed, passed the House last year from no sponsors 10 years ago, you know, and people have exposed the Fed. Oh, it's futile, Ron Paul. Oh, but never mentioning his real reason, his main reason, was to introduce legislation, to announce he's introducing, and I guess today, to begin the repeal of the Constitution-killing NDAA. And then we've got the really big news. I don't even know how to fathom this. We knew there was fraud in Iowa. We knew Ron Paul clearly was in first place. He was just right behind the other two scallywags. And now they're announcing in the news, finally, Iowa tally gives Santorum edge over Romney. No winner declared. So I guess let's have another gentleman's agreement to put Santorum, who's now in first, like they put him in second. And Karl Rove admitted that. We'll play that clip again coming up. And this is all over the news. The Des Moines Register mentions that, well, it's unresolved. Register exclusive. 2012 GOP caucuses count unresolved. They're unresolved. But that's okay, because they're just going to give it to Santorum now. And there's no mention of Ron Paul. No mention of Ron Paul. This will make your head spin. In fact, I'm here reading these articles. They never mention him. And they'll even mention people like Gingrich and Rick Perry and people who aren't even in the race now, like Rick Perry. But they don't mention Paul. They're so scared. I mean, there's the evidence right there. So that's all coming up today. And then when the broadcast is over, obviously, we'll retransmit everything that was on the show today, but it all streamed at InfoWars.com and the free podcast that's up there. But if you're listening on a local AM or FM, that is the most important, because that reaches giant audiences. Stop your car at the red light. Tell folks tune in right now. Whether you're listening in Albuquerque, New Mexico, or Dallas, Texas, whether you're listening in Orlando, Florida, or Rochester, New York. We'll be right back.
brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. The gates have opened. The wild bucking bull has been released. We are transmitting worldwide on AM and FM dial, over 100 affiliates, XM channel 166, global shortwave and audio streams at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as the PrisonPlanet.tv video streams. And we are going to be here for the next 3 hours at least today. It is the 19th day of January 2012. And the quickening is obviously accelerating. And I've got a trillion different thoughts racing through my mind. I will attempt to control myself today. I will attempt to not explode in rage and anger, but also in exultation in the level of victories we're having against tyranny, but also in disgust at the victories that the control freak criminal gangs are having as well. It is the best of times. It is the worst of times. We have an unbelievable transmission lined up for you. Richard Stallman, free software guru of gurus, will be joining us to talk about SOPA, and a lot more coming up for 30 minutes in the second hour today. Great job to the crew getting that set up. I also want to say great job to all the listeners and all of our affiliates and sponsors. We couldn't do this without you. And it shows every day that there are a lot of good people in this country, and that the majority of people want freedom and have courage, that we could be on over 100 AM and FM stations. I just learned that for over a month we've been on a big station in Albuquerque. I just learned that for over 2 months we've been on another big station in Colorado, another big one in California, and in New York State and Florida. I mean, we're just exploding right now and getting, in some areas, number one in places like Orlando and other major cities. That shows you that the truth is hitting on all cylinders, and people are really ready to wake up and really ready to hear the truth. That is so incredibly exciting. And I will try to live up to the responsibility I've got here. And I know a lot of people have jumped through a lot of hoops to get us on the radio locally in your area. I know that a lot of people have done a lot to sponsor this broadcast and support us over the years, and we owe it all to you, the listeners and supporters out there. You're not behind this show. You are beside this show and in front of this show and all around this broadcast of awakening and understanding. You are the key to all of this. If there's a weak link, it is Alex Jones. And I've got my positive points, but I understand that I'm only human. It is the wisdom of the crowd and of Common Sense America and people across the world that have verified and supported our information and helped get it out to countless millions. And you are the reason this broadcast and everything we do is strapped on top a giant rocket. I mean, we are having a huge effect. Now, I'm done ranting. We have that big guest on SOPA coming up. We've got the latest on SOPA. We've got unbelievable breaking Ron Paul election 2012 news that is hiding in plain view and that no one is pointing out, that no one is discussing out there, not even on the big Ron Paul sites. And I don't blame them. This just broke in the last hour. I was in here getting ready for the show, and I'd heard some of it on the local news radio we had on in the background and on the TV, but it was Darren McBreen, our reporter, that walked in and said, "Have you seen all these articles?" And I read them, and the spin all came together, and it is so outrageous what they're doing. I'm going to tell you about that in a moment, but it's around Iowa. Then we've got the economic news. Kodak files for bankruptcy protection. U.S. losing high-tech manufacturing jobs to Asia. We've lost more than a quarter. under globalism in just the last few years, Washington Post. This is like a success report card the globalists are putting out. Obama shut down that pipeline that would supply more gasoline, more oil to the United States from Canada. Of course, it'll now just go east, or I guess west in that case, to China, so that they'll get that oil. They already get 80% of the oil that comes out of Alaska. Our own government blocks it. Vampire hedge funds are sucking Greece dry. Just amazing news on that front. We've got some really good news from the Paul camp. Ron Paul has introduced legislation to strike down NDAA's unconstitutional police state sections. This got no attention anywhere. The corporate media, the only attention they gave Ron Paul, because I know I was up all last night on Coast to Coast AM and doing radio interviews this morning, and I was tracking it. Nothing in the news about Ron Paul going back to Washington when the other candidates wouldn't think about it and voting against the debt increase. They reported on that and said it was symbolic and pointless and he's pathetic. They didn't point out all the other stuff he did, like introduce legislation to repeal the secret police, secret arrest, total war, end of habeas corpus, end of the Constitution, NDAA. Radio, TV, print, silence. One guy happened to be watching the C-SPAN back there in the coffee room. His name's Kurt Nemo, and he wrote an article about it in the afternoon yesterday. There was a few articles from the controlled left, like Huffington Post today, and I commend him for that. But that's big news right there. Ron Paul introduces legislation to strike NDAA's unconstitutional section 1021. That allows the military to operate domestically to black bag citizens. And of course, I think it should be more. And of course, he says he's introducing the bill. It hadn't been introduced yet. Reportedly, that's going to happen today or tomorrow. But hopefully it'll have the other sections. He just mentioned his bill would have that to not say that the worldwide battlefield without congressional approval, forget a declaration, not even approval, they can kill whoever they want, bomb whoever they want, invade whoever they want, because Obama is the new master of the universe. So you've got all of that happening with almost zero media coverage. Dinosaur, corporate, prostitute, prostitute media. And we're going to be discussing that with, really somebody you could call the father of the free software, free internet movement. The Obi-Wan Kenobi of it, Richard Stallman, will be joining us coming up to talk about SOPA. But you know, something clicked for me last night while I was basically staying up all night. I did take an hour-long cat nap. That's why I'm so energized today. It's just amazing. Google is already using SOPA-like censorship. And I want to break this down later. Google was set up with NSA and CIA money. You can just type that into the NSA search engine Google, and you'll get Washington Post, MIT Magazine. But they're like how cute it is and how sweet sea cake it is and how much fun it is, and it's no big deal. And, oh, yeah, the heads of Google go to Bilderberg and on and on and on. So why did Google black out its name on its website yesterday, which was just kind of ceremonial, without even linking to any information to explain what was happening, like Reddit and Infowars.com and Wikipedia did. Very effective what Wikipedia did. I don't realize how much I use Wikipedia, even though it's questionable sometimes because it is open source, as you'd call it. But overall, it's pretty accurate. Sometimes they put in there that I've died, or they put disinformation in there about other people, but it gets corrected. And they kind of spin things and don't really have any of our accomplishments on there and cover a bunch of gossip. So overall, it's distorted. But the general info on it, at least in the bibliographies, is very useful. And I realized with Wikipedia blacked out yesterday how much I use it. Of course, I did put in a 22-hour day yesterday, but I probably, without even thinking, was directed there or linked there more than 30 or 40 times. I mean, I quit counting, and it was blacked out. And it was smart how they did it. You'd see the info for about 2 seconds that you were looking for. And of course, I don't just believe what I read on there. I then go check the bibliography and go to the links on the bottom. But it is invaluable. It is the best encyclopedia out there. And of course, it's not 100% accurate. About 95% accurate. from my deep research. That doesn't mean I'm completely accurate either. But the point is, there's a lot of agendas there. But you could see it for about 3 seconds or so, and you'd be start to read the info you wanted, and then boom, it would cut to the black page and say, learn about internet censorship and this SOPA bill that will cripple freedom on the web as we know it, take political action. And Reddit had an effective deal as well. We just put a big banner at the top linking to some basic info about it, because we've beat this dead horse over and over again. You know, we've done our job on this front. We don't just do it on one day. We do it every day. But everybody's missing the main enchilada here, the main boat. Why is Yahoo? Why is Google? Why are big globalist firms that are known New World Order, why are they against it? It's an internal fight in the system. Because they don't want a government with ham-fisted people having the power to shut down whenever they want, and blacklist people. Because Google's global, and basically for all intents and purposes, is a large part of the internet. I mean, I'd call it several large organs of the internet. I mean, you take those out, it would really have some issues. And they're tentacled into everything. This is an internal globalist separation of power struggle. Something the founders said would hold back tyranny to a certain extent. Because they're always battling with each other like two hyenas over a baby gazelle they've already killed. And one's got a leg, one's got the neck, and they're kind of pulling it. One of them runs in and grabs some guts and drags those off into the bushes. Eyeballs are hanging out. So later, and I'm going to break this down, we're going to show you the total proof of Google censoring and doing exactly what SOPA does, like gangbusters on steroids. That's all coming up today. But first, the unbelievable Ron Paul censorship, election fraud, huge scandal going on right now that is getting almost no attention. I mean, it's getting covered, but they're not telling you what's happening.
You take a mortal man.
You put him in control.
And put him in control.
Watch him become a god.
Watch him become a god.
Watch your constitutional rights roll.
Watch people's heads roll.
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 Roll. Oh, you're listening, Dave. I want to say hi. Sorry I'm butchering your great music. Just like the Pied Piper. You know, if you look at the whole Gingrich thing that Drudge broke before ABC News even announced that they were going to air the interview this evening, you've got the ex-wife who she had cancer. And he came to her and divorced her, and then he told one of his top aides, reportedly, this has been out for years, but now she's speaking out, well, she's not good-looking, she's old, she's got cancer, I need a young, good-looking wife to get elected. I mean, even if you and your wife weren't getting along, when they've got cancer or whatever, you take care of them. And it just shows this is a demon. This is a demon. And then he's got this new wife, and she buys like $500,000 worth of jewelry every few months. I mean, it just, and then he writes books about being frugal. That's the thing. You want to buy $500,000 worth of jewelry every few months for your wife to keep her happy because it's all this lobbyist money you got selling America out. Well, that's one thing, traitor. But to write books about it, being frugal and all this garbage when you're a little pimp who likes glitter bug stuff. And most of these globalists, that's how they are. They're into just petty junk. These are such empty little chicken neck jellyfish. And again, I'm not saying things are bad. Comfort, security, you know, being able to travel, certainly. Access to good medical care. But it's always so many of the nouveau riche and others are just into the baubles. And they worship the baubles. And it just shows how empty these people will sell their souls. They'll just fall down for money. Just fall over themselves to climb the globalist ladder. Okay. Coming up, Ron Paul introduces legislation to strike NDAAs, police state provisions, huge news. The latest on SOPA, in deep trouble, Rand Paul vows to block internet censorship bills. Big economic news. That's all coming up. And of course, in the next hour, the father of the free software movement is going to be joining us to get into SOPA and a lot more. But right now, let me start getting into this. This is so big that when I learned this morning, I had Kurt Nemo in here and I was talking to him about writing an article, and we were almost flummoxed by how insane it is, how big it is, and how it's just being reported like they're talking about the price of a canned ham at Safeway. I mean, it's like they're just mumbling, oh, yeah, and you can get some tires for this. Or, yeah, the weather was this and kind of hot and balmy. Because I'm listening to local Fox News on local radio. I'm watching TV. I've got stacks of the news. And something's missing in this news I'm about to cover. The name Ron Paul. And it was hiding in plain view. That's why I get angry. I'm in here listening to this, watching this, going, okay, Rick Perry's dropped out. Okay, he's endorsing the globalist, Mr. Carbon Tax, Gingrich, Mr. New World Order. Okay, they're now saying Santorum won Iowa. And Iowa's the big news, folks. Santorum won Iowa. But they're saying the results can't be used because there were so many problems and trucks lost full of the ballots. The ballots are called in, folks. And there was a gentleman agreement to give Santorum more votes 2 weeks ago when all this happened. I mean, remember all that stuff we covered? So we knew there was fraud then. I told you 2 weeks ago. I told you there was going to be fraud days before. And we had Wayne Paul on, Ron Paul's brother. In fact, let's get Wayne Paul back on the last 30 minutes today if he can do it. Or if not, tomorrow or Sunday. I want to get his take on this. And then Wayne sent some stuff to the campaign, and they said, oh, no, we don't see any evidence of fraud in Iowa, you know, a day and a half out. We'll see what happens. It's because they want to take the high road, because the media will make them look like sore losers. And I'm not beating around the bush here. I'm letting you know how our thought processes work, because it's important to understand how even the InfoWars operation doesn't see things that are so naked, that are so in plain view. But simply put, Nemo's got an article coming out very soon on InfoWars.com, and nobody else is reporting this. But I'm about to tell you that they're saying Iowa results can't be trusted. They're up in the air. The news there is reporting final Iowa tally gives Santorum edge over Romney. No winner declared because results from eight of the state's nearly 1,800 precincts are missing. Now, we told you this the day it happened, the night after, and we were kooks for saying it. But in here, they're still saying, we'll just give it to Santorum, and there's no discussion of Ron Paul getting any delegates. I mean, this is big. They may try to steal his Iowa delegates. So here we are, and we told everybody up front that there was clear evidence of missing ballots in Iowa. And I mean, everybody said if Ron Paul's going to get a fair shake anywhere, it's going to be Iowa, because you've got the 1,800 precincts. Everybody raises their hand. You publicly count them up in front of everybody, and then a phone call is made to the central counting office, and then those numbers are all published and it's all transparent. Instead, in some areas, they counted them in secret. They would call in the numbers, but then later say, oh, we didn't get the call, drive them to this location. And then people would just disappear, or they wouldn't be called in. All of this went on. So we then found the clip on Fox News of the guy who was the architect of so much of the election manipulation in 2000. You can't deny that. It's not that I'm for Al Gore either. It's like, you know, two choices of the same poison. But Karl Rove is clearly a scamster. He's been caught many times doing different types of, you know, dirty deeds, done dirt cheap. And he comes out on Fox News and says, well, there were some precincts that came up missing. So they just got in a room together as gentlemen and decided to give Santorum more points to put him into second place, basically. Well, now, weeks later, they just come out like it's no big deal and say, the results are in question. We don't know what we're going to do. More delegates will probably go to Santorum now and the rest to Mitt Romney. It looks like that Santorum really won, but it's all in question. But he won. And then no discussion in over a dozen news articles, national and local, about it. Ron Paul's not mentioned. And I was shown an article a couple days ago by Rob Dew here, who runs the nightly news. It was the LA Times admitting that they made the decision 6 months ago to not mention Ron Paul and to act like he can't win because they've decided he isn't a real candidate. They have decided, and he's in second place in most states. He's the only guy that's a constitutionalist. In polls, he's the best against Obama, but they have decided to give him 89 seconds in one debate, the CBS debate, or to kick him out of another debate, or when they talk about him to only be negative. There is the arrogance of these people. And this is big, big, big news. Finally, Iowa tally gives Santorum edge over Romney. No winner declared. News 14. The final results of the Iowa caucuses are in, and there's a chance and a change at the top. Rick Santorum edged Mitt Romney by 34 votes. Romney had been considered the winner after initial tallies gave him an 8-vote advantage. Despite the surprise flip, Iowa's Republican Party is not naming an official winner because results from 8 of the state's nearly 1,800 precincts are missing. The college towns, the Ron Paul supporter areas, Eanes and other areas. GOP Chairman Matt Strawn says he's congratulating both Santorum and Romney as he did the day after the Iowa caucuses. Strawn describes it as the closest contest in caucus history. Now, there's no mention here of Ron Paul. The article goes on for page after page. I have the news articles here, and there's no mention of Ron Paul because they're lying by omission. Here's another one. A Register exclusive 2012 GOP caucus count unresolved. Des Moines Register. And look at this. If you go pull this article up, or if you're watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv right now, look at it. It has the results. And it mentions no one but Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney. Gee, we'd like to know what happened with Ron Paul, who was just a few points behind. We'd like to at least hear about him. There is no telling what they are doing here. Here's another one. Final Iowa tally gives Santorum edge over Romney because of missing votes. No winner declared. The votes remain missing 2 weeks after events. So you've got the college towns missing, the places where Ron Paul was polling in giant double digits that would have pushed him over. Sorry, some of the most populated areas where Ron Paul was dominating, like Ames, gone. And Karl Rove says, well, you know, they all met behind closed doors, some of the election officials, he won't mention who. And they met with Santorum and Romney, and they made a gentleman's agreement. I'm glad that they knew these votes were missing at like 5 o'clock at night, and that they just said, well, there was a gentleman's agreement. That's the way it is. So that's the new America. Here's another one. Breaking, Perry obviously drops out of presidential race, endorses Newt Gingrich. And guess who else endorsed Newt Gingrich? Sarah Palin. If you ever wanted to know about Little Miss Cutesy, Little Miss Beauty Queen, if you ever wanted to know what she's doing when she's not chasing professional athletes around, if you ever wanted to know what she's up to, well, you now know. Endorsing a guy who's known to leave his wife while she's fighting cancer and to brag about, hell, well, I got to have me a hot cutie to get elected. Just cold-blooded snake right out of the pit of hell, who supports carbon taxes, open borders, socialist health care, gun control in the past, abortion, all of it. And don't send me emails, well, he doesn't support that stuff now. Well, yeah, because he's lying to you. I mean, I can play you clips all day of Mitt Romney, how great abortion is, but now he's telling you, you know, how horrible it is. I mean, they'll lie to you. And if you turn your back on them, they'll stick a knife in you. In fact, they'll stick a knife in you and tell you they're giving you a rose. And now it's coming out. Newt Gingrich was exposed yesterday on the Drudge Report, who broke that ABC News was having an internal debate over airing it, but it decided to air it on the eve, just a few days before the South Carolina primary. And now ABC, after being scooped of their own story, has come out and confirmed what Drudge is reporting. And that is, well, you can read the quotes. There was a civil war inside the network over it. Now that's been confirmed by ABC. And she's going to come out and talk about how he said, look, I'm leaving you. You know, you're not good looking. You got cancer. I need me a young trophy. And they've got reportedly prominent aides and others saying, yeah, he just was cold-blooded. They're like, why are you leaving your wife? That won't be good political. And he's like, look, I need me a pretty young thing for the voters. And you know what? A lot of the voters are shallow enough and evil enough that, I mean, there's nothing better. And I'm not here judging people that, you know, have divorces or whatever, but it's the way Gingrich did it than to see Ron Paul up there with his cute old wife, you know, grandma bake you the cookies. You know, she's had heart problems and stuff, follows him around the campaign trail, sticking with his lady for over 50 years and all his children. You know, that's a life well led. That's a good thing. You can say what you want about Mitt Romney. At least he's got the same wife and kids. Newt Gingrich, I mean, if you can't stay with your wife, that's one thing. But if you're running around from wife to wife to wife and your ex-wives hate you enough to go on TV and talk about you, you're a nasty person. But again, that's not why I'd vote against Gingrich. That's bad enough. It shows the type of person he is. The issue here is that he's a globalist. I've read you his quotes where he calls for putting microchips in people. Don't believe me. Just type in Newt Gingrich calls for putting microchips in population. He wrote stinking articles about it 20 years ago. He calls for the end of the family. He calls for global government. I mean, there's a reason the New World Order picked him out of a nowhere university and put him where he is, because he's a nasty little globalist, part of this Luciferian futurist society. If you don't believe me, just go look it up. Tell you, he's a nasty one. He is a nasty, nasty, nasty little creature. All right, I'm done talking about Newt Gingrich. Now, Mitt Romney may not leave wives who've got cancer and, you know, get him a new hot young thing, but Mitt Romney is for carbon taxes, abortion, gun control, open borders. I'm talking about his voting record, not his rhetoric. And you conservatives out there that want to vote for the pretty boy, you did the same thing with Obama. Sharp, slick, well-spoken, reading off the teleprompter like Mitt Romney. You vote for these Ken dolls. The only difference is what $3,000 suit they're wearing and what color tie and what is before their name, R or D. That's why the system is totally, I mean, there was an article yesterday where, in fact, guys, pull this up. One of the new top officials in the Obama administration is the other former head of Bain Capital, started and set up and run, and he still owns a big part of it, by Mitt Romney. It's come out today that he pays 15% tax on average, when blue-collar workers pay more than that. People are like, what do you mean? They tell me people that making, you know, working sums don't pay taxes. Bull, you pay the Social Security, you pay the FICA, you pay the unemployment, you pay all the other taxes. You know, this lie that half the public doesn't pay taxes, that's a lie. It's about 25% of the public who's not retired doesn't pay income tax. But you pay all the other federal taxes that are there. You pay that gas tax. You pay the cell phone telecommunications taxes. You pay when you fly in an airplane a security fee to be groped. Now they're saying for buses and trains, they're going to start a security fee. The feds are talking about a new fee on gasoline so they can set up checkpoints and feel your wife's and your genitals. And I'm sorry to talk about these subjects, but it's going on. people get upset about talking about what TSA does. Let's talk about what they're doing. You know, I got to define what they're doing. This is the type of stuff that is going on. All right, I've covered the Iowa situation. It's just no discussion of Paul. And, okay, the election was a fraud. But all of this is going on, and there's just no discussion of Ron Paul. You just don't even need to know where he is in the new tabulation that they admit's a fraud. And we do have Ron Paul's brother, a chip off the old block, his younger brother, who's been for 40-something years fighting the globalists, out protesting the Fed, suing the IRS. I mean, you talk about a real activist. I know the Paul family, folks. I know the whole deal. And they are basically prototypes of Alex Jones. They're basically G. Edward Griffins. I mean, that's about, they're basically Bob Chapmans. I mean, that's who they are. One brother ran for Congress to fight the New World Order, and here he is today. I wish more people would have run for Congress that knew about the New World Order. I guess Larry McDonald did, and they killed him deader than a hammer. I guess Senator Hansen did, and they arrested him on income tax evasion, which turned out to be a fraud, and tortured him nearly to death. You ever seen the interviews with him? I was looking for those on YouTube. They're not on there. That must predate that. He's in some John Birch Society documentaries and stuff, Congressman Hansen. I mean, they drove him around for something like 8 months or something in an 18-wheeler till his feet all busted like something out of a horror movie. You know, till he had... I don't want to get into it, but you know what sitting down does to your hind end for 8 months. Oh, it's torture. Chained. They call it dieseling. And they taught him. So I guess there have been folks that came before Ron Paul, and you know what happened to them. So, you know, we stand on the shoulders of a lot of dead bodies. You need to remember that a lot of people gave their lives, their treasure, their homes, their children, so that you would know about this. Take the Lindbergh, the Lindberghs, and Mr. Lindbergh in Congress was speaking out against the Federal Reserve. And it's come out that they basically just grabbed his kid, killed it, and set up a patsy. I mean, they don't play games, ladies and gentlemen. The New World Order doesn't play games. We're going to get Wayne Paul to pop in for about 20 minutes to get his take on what's happening with his brother. Because obviously Ron Paul's going to take the high road on all this because they would crucify him. It's admitted fraud in Iowa. But he's like, well, we did third place. We did pretty good. That's respectable. Yeah, second place in New Hampshire. There was fraud there. We got evidence of that. Truth is, Ron Paul's hotter than a pistol. He is hotter than the sun right now, and he is the real front runner. And they're just doing every bit of spin they can so you don't understand that. The last domino to fall is for us to realize that he is really the front runner. He's been the front runner the whole time. I remember back in 2007 and 8 when he was running for president, when he was in New Hampshire, he would go on local college radio and Access TV because the media would not even give him attention. And he was getting pretty good numbers in those states, and they should have been. They were giving people with less numbers more attention. This time, they ignored him for 6 months or so, but the dam broke. They got discredited. The heat got so hot on, they said, okay, we'll stop ignoring him. Call out the fake Ku Klux Klan groups. Call out people making fun of Asians, attributed it all to him. Go through, 20 years of newsletters and find the supplements that a company they hired to promote the newsletters wrote. Don't tell the public that 8 out of 10 of these passages are out of supplements and it's just mild stuff, kind of extreme right-wing stuff. Never mind the fact it's on record that he only wrote the financial section of it and had 14 published at one time, every week coming out. Just say he hates black people. I mean, after all, they said Rand kidnapped women, worshiped Buddha secretly underwater, wasn't a doctor. It was a bunch of other craziness. They had people dress up in overalls and John Deere hats, literally. And run around with signs talking about black people and Hispanics. I mean, they're going to pull out every stinking trick they've got because we forced them to cover them. All we've got to do is get on the field and it's over. And I'll say it again. People are like, well, they'll probably still just steal it. And we'll expose that they're stealing it and discredit them more. But he'll be there covering real issues. That's why we've got to go all in. If Ron Paul doesn't get the nomination, folks, and I know he probably won't run third party, if he did, he would just be there forcing his way into the debate and forcing his way into the staged event, the theater of Mittens Romney and Barack the sheep herder Obama, with, you know, I mean, both these guys, Romney, Obama, Obama. They're both Judas goats to lead their portal flocks over the edge of a cliff into a meat grinder. All right, now we got some good news for you straight ahead. Ron Paul introduces legislation to strike down the police state provisions of the NDAA. That's up at Infowars.com. Rand Paul with a double team out of the Senate vows to block internet censorship bills, SOPA, and the PIMPA bill. I call it that, P-I-P-A, and says they're a threat to free speech. It's all coming up. Stay with us. Freedom came. And I started out of town, yeah. And I saw him.
All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff Dan Brown came in to shoot me down.
Yeah, they cornered him.
So I shot
the sheriff. I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy. That is some good stuff. We got to go back in between local radio in the morning, cooking the kids breakfast, and listening to Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings and Hank Williams the first, because we've been listening to that for about a year. We go back and forth. We got to reintroduce the Bob Marley in the morning for a while, because that is some good stuff, some good breakfast time listening. We kind of go back and forth between classical, reggae, and country, but we tend to get stuck on the country in my house. But I don't know, that Bob Marley's a good second, or maybe even first place, I don't know. Okay, in fact, I'm going to ask my wife, I'm going to say, you were the iPod controller just because you always turn it on first. Can we go back to the Bob Marley for a while? Okay, I am digressing here right now. It's just good poetry, folks, you got to love it. So is Johnny Cash, and that's why we love it. Because life is all about poetry. And words are the meaning of things. Wow, both of these are good news. Rand Paul vows to block internet censorship bills. Who else is fighting tyranny in Congress? SOPA and PIPA are a threat to free speech. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul has promised to do everything within his power to ensure the draconian IP Act and the Stop Online Privacy Act are not brought to a vote. Paul says he will filibuster the PIPA in the Senate, owing to the fact that the bill is a direct threat to the First Amendment. And he goes over that. And they're also backing off of it for now, just so opposition kind of backs off. And people say, well, they'll just come back later. That's why we got to stay on them. You don't like go out on the field and fight the tyrants and then they run off and then, oh, well, they ran off. They're going to come back like cockroaches. You've got to keep the pressure on them. That's how you win a war, for liberty, for freedom, for anything. That's why the globalists always pressure. And when they don't find resistance, they back off. As soon as we don't resist, they push back again. People are like, gee, we got to fight all the time. Liberty is an eternal fight. Raising your kids right is an eternal fight. Getting up in the morning, it just happens over and over again. People think everything's just supposed to be easy. The truth is, it's fun to fight tyrants. You've got to make it a game. You realize how much fun it is to rout these people. We can really rout the daylights out of them. The problem is, if we really run them back in their holes for a long period, drive them underground for a long time, we'll get so much prosperity, like we did before, that we'll get laughed at by our grandkids about caring about freedom when we save their hind ends, if we're able to do it. And that's the problem. When you give people liberty, they only appreciate it for a generation or so. And that's the problem. You don't want tyranny, but when you defeat it for a while, everybody kind of forgets. and then the criminals creep back in and are careful about it. Now, the criminals kind of got wild for a while, and that's why they're really in trouble. I cannot state to you how big the awakening is right now. NDAA coming to pass, all this stuff happening is really waking people up. I was on Coast to Coast AM last night, and George Norrie totally agreed. His listeners agreed. I mean, it is on. George said, I feel like that wall against evil is building. It's getting stronger, Alex. And I agree with his eloquent words. All right, we'll tell you about Ron Paul introduces legislation to strike NDAA's unconstitutional section. Then we've got somebody coming up.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got Dr. Richard Stallman, free software guru supreme, joining us to talk about SOPA, the internet, and a lot more. It's good to have somebody who's kind of the archetypal opposite of Senator Ted Stevens, who thought the internet was a bunch of tubes that physical mail was delivered on. He's now gone off to Valhalla, so that's coming up. We've got breaking news up at Infowars.com. If you go to the Stop SOPA, Join the Fight, click here now. We have the article from yesterday, but I'm going to have that link changed to Paul Watson's article that is linked in red. Google is already using SOPA-like censorship. And I want to point that out, that it's happening to us, it's happening to others, and it's certified and the proof is all there. This is a big deal. The power structure is fighting with itself right now and basically wants Google to be able to censor people, not the government. But Google's already doing it. We've got the proof right there. I'm going to cover that coming up later in the hour. But we need to get this article out to everyone. Google is already using SOPA like censorship, and it's got all the proof. And guess who one of the main big fat targets is? Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Gee, I wonder why. Because they're growing exponentially like insane gangbusters. Thanks to you, the listeners, and others out there, and people like Matt Drudge, who links to us routinely, because you know he's a real researcher and journalist, understands we're breaking a lot of news. So there it is right there. And we're swimming upstream just like Ron Paul. They're trying to black us out. They're trying to censor us. All this is going on, and the article proves it all. We'll be breaking it down later. We're also going to premiere a video here that deals with the fact that we are winning. Viral video, resistance is victory. The tide is turning. And, of course, I shot this video a few days ago. Aaron did an incredible job adding all the documents. There's one error in the video, thanks to me. I said they want to make us use fluorescent, headache-inducing light bulbs instead of the beautiful phosphorescent. When after I watched the video, I said it's incandescent is what they're banning. Phosphorescent is a subgroup, which is like day glow green or what jellyfish glow with, of fluorescent. But it doesn't matter. It's just when I find mistakes, you better believe I'm going to tell you when I make them. Because I know incandescent is the difference between the you know, you got halogen, you got incandescent, you've got all the different types of fluorescent. And I know that, but I don't even, but then I correct it, and it's almost even pointless, but I'm going to correct it. Can't change the video, though, but it's a very small point. No one even noticed it in the comments, but I did. Viral video, resistance is victory. It's up at Infowars.com. The tide is turning. The video's there for all the radio listeners, but I'm going to premiere the audio and video here coming up at the bottom of the hour. And there's now been a new Supreme Court ruling. Supreme Court rules Congress can recopyright public domain works. Congress may take books, musical compositions, and other works out of the public domain where they can be freely used and adapted and grant them copyright status. So I guess they're saying a King James Bible that's 600 years old or whatever, 550. I've been hearing about this case. I guess they did it. So I guess they can take Oliver Twist, or they can take Tale of Two Cities, stuff that's been, or I guess they can take The Little Mermaid, Hans Christensen or whatever his name is, and I guess they can just recopyright it and give it to whoever they want. Unbelievable attack on the free flow of information. Because they always use this not to protect a copyright 100 years after somebody's dead. They do it to stifle information. That's what China and Russia is trying to pass censorship garbage. This stuff's happening worldwide, man. The crooks are the same everywhere. And they figure out the best trick to bamboozle somebody, and they use it. It makes me want to throw up. All right, we've got Richard Stallman, free software icon, guru, whatever you want to call it, Obi-Wan Kenobi of free software movement. And we've got Ron Paul's brother coming up on the latest Iowa fraud, as they're saying, don't count the vote now. Ron Paul doesn't exist. And we've got Ron Paul fighting the NDAA secret arrest provisions with no media coverage of that. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, my friends, we've got a real treat for you. They talk about the top 10 people out there and internet land and who've really changed, you know, our perspective on so many things. It's Dr. Richard Stallman. He's a software developer and software freedom activist. He graduated from Harvard in 1974 with a BA in physics and received many awards, doctorates, and professorships for extensive work. In January of 1984, he resigned from MIT to start the GNU operating system, or GNU, meant to be entirely free software, and has been the project leader ever since. Dr. Stallman also launched the free software movement in October of 1985. He started the Free Software Foundation. And thank God, because nothing would work if we were running off Microsoft still. And I don't know anything about internet. I know that. And in 1999, Stallman called for development of free online encyclopedia through the means of inviting the public to contribute articles. So he was the progenitor of Wikipedia. During his college years, he also worked as a staff hacker at the MIT Artificial Intelligence Lab, learning operating system development by doing it. Stallman pioneered the concept of copyleft, and is the main author of the GNU General Public License, the most widely used free software license. This is why, since the mid-90s, Stallman has spent most of his time in political advocacy for free software and spreading the ethical ideas of the movement, as well as campaigning against both software patents and dangerous extensions of copyright laws. That's why he's probably the best guest we can get on to discuss Russia, China, the U.S. They're all using copyright, and later admitting they're using it to shut down free speech. SOPA is just one manifestation of this, and this monster is receding for now, but is guaranteed to come back very soon, in fact, in a few weeks. Here's the Associated Press. Supreme Court rules Congress can recopyright public domain works that have been out for hundreds of years. This is amazing. So here to break down the different horrors of the expansion of copyright to where you can't even use words now, they're saying, is a professor and Dr. Stallman. Thank you for coming on with us, sir.
Hello.
Hello. Let's go over it. I mean, what do you make of what's happening right now?
Well, I haven't read any details about today's Supreme Court decision. I haven't seen that yet. But previously, other Supreme Court decisions said it was unconstitutional to recopyright anything that was in the public domain. But this is a very pro-business Supreme Court. We can't trust it to protect human rights. They're going to give those human rights to corporations and protect the rights of corporations, but not the rights of humans in any practical sense.
Yes, sir. What got you started, developing the ideas that have become the free software movement that you kicked off?
I lived in a free software community in the 1970s, although we didn't use that term, when I was working at the Artificial Intelligence Lab at MIT. It was part of a community where we shared the software that we developed. And all the software that we used was the software of the community, and we were happy to share it with anyone who was interested in it, and we hoped that if they improved it, they would share it back, and often they did. But this community died in the early 80s, leaving me face-to-face with the proprietary software world, which is the way everyone else was using software. And by comparison to the world, to the life of freedom that I was used to, proprietary software was ugly, morally ugly. So I balked at that. I said, I am not going to accept a life of proprietary software. I would be ashamed of my life if I did that. So I decided to build a new free software community, since the old one was based on software for obsolete computers. It was necessary to start again from scratch. So I launched that project, and now there are free operating systems. Now it's just barely possible to use computers and not be subjugated by software developers of non-free software.
But expanding that with just basic text copyright, take Righthaven, they've been absolutely destroyed in court. They sued a lot of people across the spectrum for even taking a paragraph in a comment board where it was clearly a third party that had even done it, and they were backed by the Associated Press and others. I mean, that is really creepy to have the Associated Press and others actually suing quadriplegics and community activist groups helping homeless people because they had one paragraph of their article and clearly were, you know, discussing in many cases their own, you know, they were in the news article. They were posting it on their blog about them for humanitarian discussion, couldn't get any more clear free speech, and they were being sued.
Well, you know, they may, if they went to court, they might win, that is, the defendants might win on the grounds of fair use. The problem is, it's hard to tell in advance, and it costs you a lot of money to go to court and find out. So those people probably didn't have enough money to stand up for their, what are possibly their rights, plausibly their rights. But because of the way fair use is defined in copyright law, it's not a clear permission. It's a rather vaguely drawn defense against charges of copyright infringement.
Yeah, case by case. Shifting gears, overall, specifically on SOPA, is it heartening for you to see the big blackouts, to see
It is. And what this means is that we can sometimes defeat the copyright lobby when it demands increased power. Of course, we haven't defeated them yet. We are at least coming close to defeating them, and maybe we'll defeat them. But everybody listening to this, you've got to phone your senators today because they're going to vote next week. So, but at least, even if we don't actually defeat them, we've mounted a campaign that will have come fairly close. This is the first time it's been such a fight. When the Digital Millennium Copyright Act was passed, the law that censors software that you can use to decode encrypted publications, that you can use to break digital handcuffs, that was passed in the House of Representatives without an explicit vote. It was considered totally uncontroversial. There were just a few of us saying that this is an injustice. And that's why Digital Restrictions Management, DRM, is such a pain nowadays, because of that law that the copyright lobby purchased in 1998, which bans the software capable of breaking the digital handcuffs. So I am against anything that the copyright lobby wants until they start undoing some of the injustices they've already imposed on us.
Doctor, let me try to quantify that from my layman's perspective, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this is what I see as the injustice. They're talking about their rights as they attempt to put a preemptive, non-deliberative, no due process, guilty until proven guilty system.
Like guilty until proven innocent, I think you meant.
But I was being sarcastic. You're guilty, basically, period. Yeah, guilty until proven guilty. I was being sarcastic. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you're guilty up front. And they're basically just gobbling up the internet, gobbling up what people have created, gobbling up everything like they're masters of the universe. And until they become reasonable, there's no point in even discussing anything with them because they're not giving anybody quarter.
I agree. Furthermore, the more subtle thing that they're doing is they're trying to focus attention on their problems as if their problems needed to be catered to while distracting you away from the problems they have already imposed on us. I hope we completely defeat SOPA, but don't forget the copyright law in the U.S. already gives them too much power. Of course, they're not satisfied. They always want more. That's what the 1% do to the 99%. But even if we stop them from getting more, that's not enough. We've got to aim for more than just preventing them from making it worse. We've got to undo some of the injustices they have already done to us. We have to put an end to the war on sharing, which is a cruel war that attacks all of us. Now, when I say sharing, I mean something specific. I mean non-commercial copying and redistribution of published works. Exact copies, that means, not modifications. That's a rather limited freedom, but that's the freedom we all must have so that the war on sharing ends and copyright ceases to be tyranny. Now, that means they've got to stop using digital handcuffs. Lots of products nowadays are designed with digital handcuffs. Every DVD player you can buy has digital handcuffs.
Oh, let me give people an example. I mean, I have a TV studio, I have a TV show, I make films. I buy prosumer and professional equipment, and half of our technical difficulties are with digital TVs, monitors, cameras, is having the right software keys, everything talking to each other plugged in. It has to authenticate that I'm allowed to run a video through it. It's all spying on me and screwing up my entire operation. My whole life is about complying with this stuff, and I bought it, and I'm in here using it to produce TV. And as the 80 inventors of the internet pointed out, this SOPA would cripple the internet by putting all these pre-restrictions on things.
Well, yes. The worst thing in SOPA is that it becomes easy to shut down any website where the public is posting things. It just takes an accusation that somebody posted something that was infringing copyright, and it becomes almost impossible for that site to keep operating. That's why Wikipedia decided to go black yesterday, because it would be impossible to operate something even vaguely like Wikipedia under the rules of SOPA. Now, after the show's over, I'd like you to tell me more about the precise details of your problems with these TV systems, or have your technical person tell me, because that's an area I don't know about. And I want to know about the details of that.
Sure, if you'd like that, Doctor, I actually have two engineers here, and they can explain it to you. But, you know, we have TV sets behind me on the nightly news, and they're digital. And just to run feeds to them, to talk to a guest on Skype or you know, to have a blue background behind me, all the TVs you buy that are prosumer or even professional now, it has a gate in it that scans to see if I'm even streaming something over it that's copyright, and then it's endless, you know, to use software, you've got to have the dongle in the machine, and then that screws up. I mean, it's
because you're using proprietary software, and proprietary, you see, with software, there are just two possibilities. Either the users control the program, or the program controls the users. What you're seeing is that with proprietary software, the software controls the users. Now, what's proprietary software? That's any software for which the users don't have the freedom to run it as they wish, study and change the source code, and redistribute it either with or without changes. So,
sure, just to be clear, Doctor.
Control, but with Windows or Mac OS or Skype, the software controls the users. That's why I will not use any of that.
Well, it is the machine surveilling us, preemptively turning us into slaves. A lot of our operation is run on Linux systems. I'm not a tech guy, but...
They're not Linux systems. They're GNU systems, and you're talking about my work there.
Yeah, you're right. You are the progenitor of that with GNU that then other things grew out of. So GNU systems, we do have a lot of those. We have one of our IT people just absolutely loves your work. Has tried to build a lot of things around her like that. But separately, when I've got a pretty big operation, I mean, it's not that big, like 34 people. You know, sometimes we've got to hurry. We've got to buy software to run TV shows. We've got to get equipment. I'm talking about solid state stuff, Doc, that won't work as well. All I'm saying is it screws everything up.
Yeah, hardware can be malicious too. And the encryption of video between a computer and the monitor is an example of a malicious hardware feature that has been put into essentially all modern PCs by a conspiracy of corporations, including hardware companies and media companies. So you can see it. They buy laws like the Digital Millennium Copyright Act to forbid people to escape from these things, and then they can design our technology to abuse us however they wish. So what you can see is that proprietary software, because even when there's hardware that's malicious, the software has to make use of the malicious features. So the proprietary software is involved also. And when software is proprietary, it is likely to have malicious features in it to spy, to restrict, and there are even back doors that accept remote commands to do things.
That's what I was about to get to, sir. We're talking to Richard Stallman, free software inventor, creator, guru, Obi-Wan Kenobi type. So much of what we live with today that is the only alternative to what the big corporate Borg are oppressing us with did come out of his ideas. But expanding on this, Doc, because when you talk about it, that's what I'm saying. I've tried to get the freer systems, and I'm saying in many cases it does not exist. I don't have the money to hire an army of people that are trained in free software to be able to even attempt it. And what you said is true. There's all these Trojan horses built into everything, and I'm even paying for it, and it's junk, no matter how expensive, because the whole thing is tied down with these handcuffs, and it just absolutely stifles innovation, as you said 30 years ago.
Although it does worse than stifle innovation. You see, innovation is the sacred cow of people who claim that they need to be allowed to restrict us. They say if they can restrict us, they'll do more innovation. But innovation can be good or bad. Democracy was once an innovation. Tyranny was once an innovation. So innovation can serve us.
Bioweapons were once an innovation.
Yeah, innovation will only serve us if we have control over what innovations we'll accept and what innovations we'll reject. So I do not accept innovation as sufficiently important to justify taking away our freedom. Yes, I'd like innovation, all else being equal, assuming we have freedom. But when somebody argues, give up your freedom so we can make more innovation, that is literally a Trojan horse.
Well, that's well said, but my point is they are. I mean, everybody knows Microsoft stuff works horribly because it's all got backdoor spy systems, and it's just total crap because they're obsessed and control freaks. Bill Gates.
Yep. But it's not just Microsoft. I've got to point out that Apple is even worse.
Oh, yeah.
And Amazon is horrible. The Amazon Swindle, an ebook reader, has known spy features. Of course, it has digital handcuffs, and it has a back door for deleting books. Do you know that Amazon remotely deleted thousands of books in 2009?
Yeah, 1984.
Right. Someone wrote they used up a year's supply of irony, demonstrating the Orwellian nature of their product, which they call the Kindle, because it's designed to burn our books. They demonstrated it by deleting Orwell's book.
Oh, that's another point. They've got this Kazaa thing where I've had rights to music. I've uploaded it. But because it's in some registrar, suddenly it shuts down the audio on my videos that millions of people are watching. And even though I have letters sending them to YouTube that I have licensure, it doesn't matter because the computer recognized it and did that. And they now admit they could erase my voice off these major systems in a matter of hours with the same technology. I mean, you talk about dangerous having all the books digital. They could just hit a button.
Yes. That's why I won't use such systems. I will never use anything like the Amazon Kindle for my books, because I want to have books that I can read without any proprietary technology. I want to buy them without identifying myself, and I'm not willing to sign a contract to get them. If I buy a paper book,
wow,
I can do it with cash in a bookstore. I don't sign a contract, and my eyes, without any aid at all, or at most perhaps with some lenses, can see the letters. I'm not required to get some secret technology just to see what the letters in the book are.
Wow.
So I will never use those ebooks
under any
circumstances, and I hope the rest of you will join me. If you want to read more about this, look at stallman.org/articles/ebooks.pdf. And at the bottom of that, there is a link to a place you can sign up to participate in our campaign against tyrannical ebook systems.
I mean, I had read some of your writings on this, but the way you put it, we can really see it being put into function. I mean, this is a tyranny. They've designed the current web system as a tyranny consciously. As you said, the big corporations, and the sick part is, when we pay the licenses and buy the equipment, we're paying for their own Trojan horse for them to engage in beyond Orwellian behavior.
Yep, and that's, well, I wouldn't say beyond Orwellian. After all, Oceania did things even worse than destroying books. I mean, they just murdered people. But the point is, we have to reject these systems, and that's the basic idea of the free software movement. I won't accept the systems that are designed to take away my freedom.
Okay, Doctor, I'm going to try to get you in touch right now with one of the engineers to give you any of that information you want. And I'll say bye to you during the break. Perhaps you can even come back for a couple more minutes on the other side and tell us more about solutions. But just intriguing to hear you on with us and all the points that you bring up. It absolutely makes sterling sense. Well, Richard Stallman, Dr. Richard Stallman, free software creator of the GNU system that everything's pretty much based on today, Linux, you name it, is our guest for five more minutes. He's going to be gone for a while, but hopefully coming up in a few months, we'll be able to get him on for a full hour, because everything he talks about just totally clicks. Because I'm not an IT person, but I live 12, 14 hours a day around it. We're an internet operation, pretty much. We're on commercial radio as well and XM. But I live it, and I've experienced what he's talking about, and all the points he makes ties right in to what I'm just organically seeing as a layperson here. But I was bringing up some intriguing stuff to him during the break. We have the articles. We had the Time Warner executive send us the internal documents after we surmised it. An example of these Trojan horses, the TiVo systems, the Time Warner cable systems, and others. When they censored the Jesse Ventura TV show, it aired once. Congress went crazy on the FEMA camps, ordered them not to air it again. That later came out in Congress. It was a big scandal. Suddenly, off of DVRs nationwide, cable systems, you name it, it disappeared. We confirmed it through one Time Warner office that they were ordered to put the command in. They'd never seen that before. But the point is, you pay for cable, you have a DVR, you record on it, and then they go in and erase it. What do you, and I know you want to see the proof of that. We'll get it to you, Doctor. But if true, what do you make of that?
It's just another example of how non-free software is a restriction on the users, and it's an injustice. So if you look around at any non-free software you've heard of, various products that have non-free software in them, every one of them should not be that way.
Yeah, it's very, very sad that this is all going on. We're paying for our own prison. In just 3 or 4 minutes, because I know you've got to go, Doctor, what are some other solutions or things we can start doing to weaken the power of the corporate Borg?
Well, there are all across the various areas of life, we can see corporations taking control of our government and using that power to hurt most people. Of course, there's the financial crisis and all the Americans facing foreclosure. A lot of these foreclosures are fraudulent. The banks are committing fraud when they foreclose. And right now, we're pushing Obama not to let them off the hook, which is what he wants them to do. There are a few states where the attorneys general are trying to pursue the banksters for their fraudulent foreclosures. And there are protests run by Move On today. I'm going to go to one this afternoon. But that's just one example. Of course, the banks created the downturn by purchasing deregulation in Congress. And then if we look at, for instance, agribusiness, which is basically crushed family farming in the U.S., and now gets tremendous subsidies to these corporations, subsidies that were originally meant to help family farmers, and that made sense. But nowadays, it's just subsidies to big business. And then you look at the private prison industry, which is a great reason. They use the prisoners. They have the prisoners work, but it's the company that gets the money. The prisoner gets paid like 50 cents a day, which is, you know, even better for them than hiring somebody in Mexico or China. And so that's a reason to imprison more Americans because they're effectively slave labor. And then if we look at the oil companies and their push for burning up our planet, you may have followed the fight to block the Keystone XL Planet Roaster pipeline, and that's not dead either. So what do these things have in common? What they have is corporations have power, so we need to clean up politics. We need to get corporate money out of politics. And I got a book yesterday. Let me read the exact title. It's Corporations Are Not People by Jeffrey Clements. And this proposes a constitutional amendment to say that, no, when the Constitution gives rights to people or persons, it's not talking about corporations.
Well, the power to give corporations rights so they can then stomp on our rights, it's very, very frightening. And for those that don't know, you couldn't even have corporations in this country the way they are until about the last 130 years or so. Before that, they had limited duration to build a bridge or to do some type of program. And I understand a little company having a corporation so you can have different people involved together. But the idea of giving it more rights than the humans and then having these crooks that run it. I mean, take Mitt Romney. He's got most of his money in the Cayman Islands. And, you know, he's running around lecturing everybody, and he's paying almost no taxes.
Well, he said that corporations are people. And someone pointed out that if that's true, he's a serial killer.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't want to abolish corporations either, but we must abolish the political power of business. In this country, it's taken for granted that powerful business has a veto over everything. And that means it's taken for granted that we've lost our democracy. No one should think about that without feeling disgusted and saying, this must be changed. Get that book, because he explains how it's not an accident that the Supreme Court gave corporations unlimited power to pay for political ads. It's the culmination of a 40-year or 35-year, perhaps, campaign for giving human rights to corporations.
It is very, very dangerous. And now those corporations are destroying our sovereignty, our local control. Dr. Stallman, thank you so much for spending time with us. And again, give us your website and any other websites you think are important for people to look at.
For free software, look at the Free Software Foundation site, that is fsf.org, and you can join if you wish. For my other political causes, look at stallman.org. And if you want our fight against digital handcuffs, DRM, go to defectivebydesign.org. And for the danger of ebooks and how they take away our freedom, look at Spolman.org/articles/ebooks.pdf.
All right, Doc, thanks for the time. And the final statement is, I mean, just reiterating, you think it's really exciting that there's such an awakening to the power grabbing of the copyright industry and the fact that Hollywood and others just think they control the known universe. And this has certainly gotten their attention. What do you expect them to do now?
They'll find another way. You see, whether we defeat SOPA or not, even if we defeat it, it'll be clear that we defeated it because the measures they wanted to take were going to cause tremendous damage to everything around them. But if they propose something else that'll give them more power but won't hurt other companies, they might still get away with it. So what that means is we still have a long way to go in building up our opposition to the point where we can start to undo some of the injustices they have already put into copyright law.
So it was just so ham-fisted and so brazen, bull in a china cabinet, they were unable to get it, but they will come back. And it does show how, I mean, remember 5 years ago when McCain said, let's pass a bill where no judge, no jury, no proof, we just kill your computer? If we think you did something copyright, I mean, this is overthrowing our entire Magna Carta, our entire Constitution. I mean, it's tyrannical on its face, Doc.
Absolutely. But that's what big business is like. Big business just wants power and has no respect for anything.
Wow. Well, I look forward to speaking to you again. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Happy hacking. Thanks for giving me the chance.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. What an interesting fellow. Wow. That was a very powerful interview. Went a little bit longer than I intended it to. We got a lot to cover, but it's important. Now, I'm not going to have time to air all of this. It's 15 minutes long. It's up at Infowars.com, but I want to play it here on the radio. Viral video, resistance is victory, the tide is turning. And I go through a lot of the solutions, but one that I don't cover here is the biggest solution and the biggest victory. And that is that the awakening is viral right now. People are really starting to understand with the passage of the NDAA and the rest of it. Look at the support of Ron Paul. Look at the so-called mainstream media losing almost all its viewers and listeners. They're in implosion. They're in free fall. That's what this SOPA thing's about. That's a big part of it. That's why the mainstream corporate prostitutes endorsed it. The system is scared. They built this whole grid to surveil us. It's backfired on them. And I'm not saying we're even winning the fight. We're in the fight. I agree with Dr. Stallman, who was on. He said this is we're really starting to see humanity get in the fight. And you're really starting to see humanity wake up that all is not well in the state of Denmark, as Shakespeare would say. And so it's very, very exciting. So all of you need to realize the internet is still somewhat free. We still have the power of free speech. Until the big false flag or the war with Iran and all the other garbage coming down the pike. If we speak out now, while the sun shines, the globalists may back off. I know they may slow down. Things won't go as well for them. So now is the time like never before. While we've still got the internet, while so many people are listening, while so many people understand what's happening, to gain the initiative, which we're starting to get, and turn this around. So here is our report. Aaron Dykes put this together. Amazing job, Aaron. And the article and video is at Infowars.com. Please get it and get it out to everyone you know. It's titled Resistance is Victory. The Tide is Turning. We'll play part of it, go to break, come back and play the rest. And then Wayne Paul, brother of Ron Paul, is coming up talking about the incredible election fraud now coming out. Confirmed, we told you so. They're throwing out the election results in Iowa, and they're not saying what that means. So now I guess they'll just admit fraud in states and then give it to Santorum or Romney? Well, there's fraud, but we say it's them. We had a good old boy meeting, and you know, what did Karl Rove say? And just, you know, had a gentleman's agreement. Let's go ahead and go to this video. It's up to you if this gets out to everybody. Here it is.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Resistance is victory. That simple initial decision to stand up and to get involved and to take action is the most important decision you can make, because from that flows all other major actions in the fight for freedom and human dignity worldwide. But you first got to get angry, you've got to get focused, and you've got to get engaged. The world is at a crossroads. We have a decision to make. No one can deny anymore that tyranny is growing and casting its long, dark shadow across not just the United States, but worldwide. But in the midst of all of this, and as we move deeper into 2012, it is important to realize the incredible successes, complete and partial, that we've had against tyranny. These are just a few in the last year. In fact, after you're done watching this video, I would ask you to post comments with points that you believe have been victories so we can make a part two video. But here are just some of them. The SOPA bill, or Stopping Online Piracy Act, which is really just a Trojan horse, as the inventors of the internet and many others went public and documented, to shut down free speech and to allow giant corporate monoliths to basically carve up the internet and take it over for their own uses and shut down their competition. But you saw the GoDaddy protest that caused hundreds of thousands of their customers to leave them. Many of the big internet companies and smaller ones as well, led by Reddit and others, saying that they were going to basically black out their websites to protest the fact that this SOPA bill is a free speech killing system. And now, because of the actions that you and others took, the system, who just a few weeks ago was very arrogant and said, resistance is futile, we're going to pass this, we've got hundreds more votes than we need in the House, suddenly it's crumbled, and they're saying, okay, we're shelving it for now. And they hope that later you'll go back to sleep, that they can repackage their lies and bring it back forward. But the point here is, when we take action, and when the people stand up for basic fundamental rights, the system and the oligarchs that control it are brought to their knees. So a big victory in early 2012 against something the system told us was a foregone conclusion. They don't just stop there trying to craft our reality. They've told us for a year that Ron Paul cannot win, that no one would vote for him, that he wasn't even a real candidate, that there was no way he could ever come in third, fourth, fifth place, much less second in New Hampshire, and a statistical dead heat in Iowa. But despite the entire dinosaur whore media, the zombie-controlled media, telling you he can't win and excluding him from debates and giving him 89 seconds in other debates and all the demonization and all the dirty tricks and everything they've got being thrown at Ron Paul, he is growing in the polls nationwide and is a very strong second place. Even if he loses, even if they engage in election fraud, we all win because real issues are being injected and a movement for liberty worldwide is growing. Ron Paul and all of us that support him aren't just an example for freedom here in the U.S. There are movements sprouting up all over the world. We are offering the alternative to the crony capitalist, anti-free market, monopoly men that run our government and other major governments who are trying to shut down the true free market and destroy our private property. Ron Paul and his resistance and our support of him is victory. Let me move to some of the other big victories we've had in the last few months. All over the United States, from California to Florida, but also in Canada and Europe and the United Kingdom, major cities and towns are removing the toxic waste, sodium fluoride, and other byproducts from their water supplies. One county in Florida has 1 million residents in it. And the city council overwhelmingly, after seeing the scientific evidence, moved to remove the toxic brain-altering chemical from the water supply. Huge victory. For more than 60 years, globalist corporations, in a bid to reduce fertility, chose bisphenol A as a key ingredient in most plastics to reduce fertility. there were literally thousands of other formulae that didn't have the estrogen mimicker in it. But now, 60 years later, all over the world, businesses, corporations, restaurants are advertising that they have bisphenol-free products, whether it's baggies for food or furniture or clothing. This is another example of a human awakening taking place. And in just a matter of a few years, public protest and voting with your dollars has overturned one of the main globalist tools of chemical control. Medical tyranny that was used in Nazi Germany, Soviet... All right, we're going to come right back. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play the rest of this with solutions and victories we've had after Wayne Paul comes up, because I want to hit some other news right now. By the way, on the nightly news this evening that I'm hosting, I remember a year ago, the Haitians came out and said, we believe the UN is bringing cholera and other weaponized forms of different diseases here, because suddenly this stuff's spreading everywhere and it wasn't here until they got here. Now it's coming out in the mainline corporate press. This is the case. And we have a bunch of different reports on that this evening. And the UN is doing its normal, raping children and kidnapping people. And so I think this evening we won't just cover what's happening in Haiti, because we always like to go further and give you a backstory. In fact, I know Rob Dew's listening. Rob, let's just not stop there, because during the break I was back there with the TV guys looking at news with them. Let's get together maybe the 10 greatest hits of the UN. Giant child kidnapping rings when they moved into Serbia and Kosovo, giant kidnapping rings in Iraq. Let's get the Dying Corps. I mean, let's show folks, because people don't know about this. I mean, the UN forces are just absolute murdering criminals who want to have fun with people. You want to talk about an army that's known for atrocities? It is just pure evil. Because they've got all this political cover of how they're humanitarian and they care, and all the Miss America say support the UN and, you know, give to UNICEF and all this bull. It's a eugenics, third world destroying slave grid, and it's come out so many times. Oh, but the Haitians that were called conspiracy theorists, turns out they're right again. Turns out the worst is true. So we're going to have those reports for you this evening, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it'll be 9 years up and operating in April. And over the years, it's had bugs here and there. They're pretty much all worked out. Super fast audio streaming, video streaming, all the films. Everybody can log in at once right at 7. You can even share your passcode with up to 6 people, so more people can watch it. One membership's like 6 memberships. You can get 44% off a year membership right now. We're running that till the end of the month. And we're also running the 15-day free trial at PrisonPlanet.tv. And it's a more highly produced version of the radio show. We've got reporters. We've got guests every day. I mean, this is a real news show. And, of course, we get about, 25, 30,000 people, it looks like, log in when it's live and then watch it over the evening. But then those of you that are members, 15 cents a day, you fund getting the message out. We post it on YouTube and a bunch of other sites, and millions a week on the aggregate do watch the show, and it's only 5 months up and running. And we're developing it for TV and other systems. So if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, become one today. It takes about 15 minutes to go sign up. It takes 15 cents a day. It takes about a minute and a half to sign up. Just username, passcode, boom. But if you're going to share the username and passcode with people, make sure it's not something that you have for your email or your bank account. You'll make up something silly or something easy to remember, obviously, and then give that to the 6 people you want to be able to log in at one time. So 6 memberships basically is what it comes down to for $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership and get 5.3 months free, so that's close to half off the year, and that special will end at the end of the month. We also have some other specials running. Remember, when you purchase the books, the videos, the t-shirts, you get tools to wake up others, but also you support the news websites, the syndicated radio show, the nightly news show, the films, all the stuff we're doing. We're at the tip of the spear in support of Ron Paul, everything over the years. And it's just amazing what we're doing here together. So check out the online video bookstore at Infowars.com or call toll free if you've got any questions of the crew here that can answer your questions. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Okay, that's my plug here to fill our gas tanks in the InfoWar. I'm going to come back and into more news. Then Wayne Paul, brother Ron Paul, is joining us to give us his take on the incredible election fraud in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number three. And I've wanted to go to calls today. You notice I've been taking more calls because they're so informative and interesting and entertaining, quite frankly. I don't do an entertainment show, but I do like to be entertained myself and to be entertaining just because it gets boring if we're not. That's why I screw around a bit, even though I try not to. I do horse around quite a bit behind the scenes as well. But there's a lot of crazy stuff going on, and certainly gallows humor if you get right down to the bottom of it. We got Wayne Paul coming on. I haven't talked to him. I just had the producers call him as a wild hare about an hour ago to get him on after the break because of the amazing chicanery going on in Iowa. In fact, I'm looking for my stack because when I come out of break, I've got to get back into this. But they have now come out and said, oh, my goodness. It looks like the election was a big fraud in Iowa, but we're just going to say that Santorum has won. And there's a big article out on this that's really important. Media cover-up, Ron Paul standing, not discussed in Iowa vote reshuffle. That's good, but it's like media cover-up, Ron Paul blacked out of Iowa vote reshuffle. He's really been blacked out. Ron Paul blacked out. I'm kind of the editor around here, and I edit live on air. Kurt, prolific, great writer. I might have him change that headline. It's even worse than that. Media cover-up. Ron Paul standing, not discussed in Iowa vote reshuffle. Yeah, he's blacked out. It's just censored out. Memory hold. But I don't know if the general public would know memory hold. Was getting back to 1984. Oh, here's my stacks of news. Where they just come out and say, well, Iowa's not a real election, but we're just saying Santorum won, and they both share the delegates, I guess. Just beyond crazy. So please get that Kurt Nemo article out to everyone you know. And I haven't even gotten into this great news. Ron Paul introduces legislation to strike NDAA's police state provisions. That's why we love Ron Paul. Always standing for liberty. Always telling the globalists the jig's up, calling them on their scams, calling them on their fraud, calling them on all their ridiculous exploits, their extreme arrogance, calling them on their absurdist, hubris-filled, rampant mania of thinking they're bulletproof, literally dragging our world towards war, global financial ruination, because we the people have allowed a bunch of control freak crooks to run wild. That's what's happened. You know, you guys just turned the heat on in here. I don't think I've had the heat on in here all year. And I remember they did that fiberglass work. I think fiberglass is shooting out of there or something. I feel like my eyeballs just had sand dumped in them. I know, it's getting hot in here now. Usually it's about 60 degrees here in the winter because I like it cold. But I guess now that I've lost like 30 pounds, I don't have my seal blubber as much as I did. My precious blubber. So now I'm getting cold. I'm a little skinny creature. Folks, I am still way overweight. You wait, I'm going to lose 30 more pounds. I've been, it is a plug now that I think of it. If you want to lose weight, folks, the reason you're so hungry and eating is the vitamins and minerals aren't in the food, even if it's non-GMO. Most of it's been depleted, as you know, the soils that the grains are being raised from, that the animals eat, that we then eat, all of it. And so I've got the best products that I've searched and found out there, the longevity products, the Tangy Tangerine, the Rebound, the Pollen Burst. Those are my favorites. They've got great whey protein. It's all available at InfoWarsTeam.com. And you can sign up there and get discounts or just buy right there on the site, and your purchase supports the broadcast. And it really works. Look at me.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we got Wayne Paul, brother of Congressman Ron Paul, presidential frontrunner Ron Paul, in first or second place, depending on what poll you look at, on with us, just because I wanted to get his take. He's a longtime activist, CPA, you know, going after the IRS, exposing the Federal Reserve, a chip off the family Paul block there. But when I saw this morning, and it's gotten no media attention, that is dinosaur media, I mean, they're covering it, but they're not pointing out the obvious. Here's a headline out of News 14. Final Iowa tally gives Santorum. We'll show folks a document cam shot of that. They're listening on the radio. They can just Google it and pull it up. But final Iowa tally gives Santorum edge over Romney. No winner declared. And it goes over the fact that, well, a whole bunch of the key precincts in Ames, Iowa, where he was running 50%+ in the polls, Ron Paul, those just disappeared. And then we also have the clip we've played four or five times. We could probably cue it up and play it again for Wayne, where we have on Fox News, Karl Rove, known for his election manipulation, saying, well, a bunch of the ballots didn't show up, so they all just got behind the scenes together as gentlemen and decided that Santorum was in second and that Mitt Romney was in first, and then Ron Paul was in a close third. And Ron Paul doesn't want to act like a sore loser. He says, hey, we're doing pretty good. They did second in New Hampshire. But the point is, that night, we'd already been told by people that some of the precincts were going to count it in secret. And why were there trucks driving around that disappeared? You call it in. And so now it's admitted that a bunch of these disappeared and stuff went on. And so the news is saying Santorum first place, Mitt Romney second, and in literally more than 20 articles we pulled up, not one word about Ron Paul. You would think he was a four-letter word or something. A cuss word. I mean, it's just no Ron Paul. No discussion of him anywhere. Here is the Des Moines Register. It's got Rick Santorum, total of 29,839. And it says final total, 29,805 for Mitt Romney. So you see that he's got 34 votes more there. Santorum does. And no discussion of what happened with Ron Paul. And they go on and admit in these articles, well, they may not even count it now, but here's the numbers. Final Iowa tally gives Santorum edge over Romney. No winner declared. Who does that? Do they have another meeting with Karl Rove behind the scenes? I guess with some people that are gentlemanly and have a gentleman's agreement. So there's no discussion of why did all these precincts not report? Why was there fraud that got ignored day one? And where is Ron Paul? I mean, all of this happening just fits into Ron Paul getting kicked out of debates or 89 seconds in the debates or getting the least amount of coverage, or when he does, it's negative and they say he can't win, and shoving Mitt Romney, Santorum, and Gingrich, all globalist flip-floppers on us. I wanted to get Wayne Paul's take on this because this really shows how crazy things have gotten. You know, we were concerned the day before, Wayne, as you know, and some folks at the campaign were like, oh, no, there's no problem. But, I mean, what do you do when this type of stuff's going on, Wayne?
Well, I think it's frustrating for all the supporters for Ron Paul. But even more so, it's got to be frustrating for the people of Iowa who truly want honest results. from vote to have a few that manipulate the straw poll vote for their own gain ought to make the people in Iowa very, very upset and very, very concerned about who's telling what to whom. And they should be upset. They should be mad. And they should want to kick these kind of people out and get somebody in there who's honest.
Again, Wayne Paul joining us from Texas. Wayne, though, you cannot debate that a bunch of ballots disappeared. People call in the votes. They'd get changed. Obviously, something went on here. The Republican leadership counted it in secret, I guess, so they could get away with this. And now they admit it's a fraud, but they say, still, we're going with these guys. I mean, this is bizarre. And again, the media is not even pointing out how bizarre it is. Why do you, there's not only fraud here, Wayne, obviously. What do you think of them not even mentioning your brother as if he even exists?
Well, the major media has attempted to do that since the last go-round 4 years ago. I think the other thing that frustrates me about Iowa is that before the Iowa straw poll vote was taken, I heard on a YouTube where one of the state Republican people stated, and I heard her voice, can't tell you who it was, but stated that they always consider changing votes to the final, before the final vote, because that's just the way they operate.
They had a media analyst on Fox and on the news, but she works with Fox, say the day 2 days before, state officials aren't going to let Ron Paul win. They're going to handle it.
Right.
And then we played that clip here. And then I understand the campaign doesn't want to look like sore losers. But when there's fraud going on out in the open, I mean, I'm glad that your brother is now suing the people that made this video who claim they work for Huntsman to make your brother look like he doesn't like Asians. I mean, look what they did to your nephew, Rand, claiming he worships Buddha and kidnaps women and isn't a doctor.
It's just, unfortunately, Alex, it appears to be a sign of our time that those that have the ability to manipulate results for certain people's benefit, it's that the true, honest, conservative, libertarian individual in America is not seeing what's really happening. You know, even after the last debate, they showed on CNN or Fox or one of them the fact that on Twitter, Ron had positive results on all four or five issues that were spoken to. But they seemed to brush that off, that was no big deal.
But normally they say Twitter is the main indicator of just sheer numbers. He was beating them all. He's the main front runner. And notice that these ballots disappeared in key young people in college areas that were polling more than 50% for Ron Paul, Wayne.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah. But obviously, look. If they'll steal his time and lie about him and ignore him and tell us that they're doing this because they're deciding for us, of course they'll engage in election fraud too. Do people think they're just going to stop at lying about him and doing all this in the media? No, they're going to go all the way. And they did. I mean, we've got fraud here, but no investigation is going to happen. Just like when I found fraud in Travis County, I took it to the state board live on TV, and they said there is fraud, but we're going to certify the Travis County election anyways.
Yep. Well, and I really don't know the answer, except that each person in each precinct, wherever they're at, whatever state they're in, if they're in South Carolina right now, what are they going to do and how are they going to ensure that there's honesty, that my vote will be counted and be counted honestly. There has to be a mechanism to be able to do this. And there are several groups that's trying to create an online instantaneous reporting from each precinct anywhere in any state that's voting so that it can be transparent, put up on a screen, and everybody that has a computer can see what the votes are as they come in.
Well, it is because of stuff like that and people on the ground that we knew about the fraud day one. People are like, oh, be quiet. Day after it's admitted it happened, and 2 weeks later, they're just saying, accept the fraud. I want to come back in one more segment with Wayne Paul, Ron Paul's brother, political activist, patriot in his own right. But if you could say one thing to your brother, Ron Paul, right now, just a shout out to him, what would that be, A? And B, if you've talked to your brother lately, you know, how's he doing?
Well, A, I would say to Ron, continue the voice that he's had for 30 years. He needs to reiterate zero taxes are fantastic. And people, all they have to do is look at history from 1835 to 1913. This country ran on legitimate constitutional taxes of import, export, and excise. And we were extremely successful. We had extreme amount of growth, and we had a beautiful country to live in, and we need to return to that.
You said it. I know we're going to get Ron Paul on in the next few weeks. He's out there really busting his butt. But have you talked to him lately, or has he been so busy you hadn't had time to talk to him, Wayne?
Well, I had an opportunity to talk to him this past week, but it was primarily on personal items as it relates to requirements of filing tax forms.
Okay, well, I don't want to get into that. I just wanted the inside baseball on.
No, the
family's got to be really proud of Ron.
Oh, absolutely. What he has done to awaken the American people and the number of people who support and work diligently for him every day.
It's amazing. He's Liberty's champion. Wayne, got a break. Stay there. Sorry to interrupt you. This is our final segment with Wayne Paul, who's a very busy CPA in his own right and political activist exposing the unconstitutional IRS, joining us the middle of his workday here. We only got a few minutes left, but talking to him to finish that question, he says he's talked to Ron last weekend. He's doing great and super fired up. But you can see that on the campaign trail. Your brother really looks more happy and fired up than I've ever seen him. It's got to be satisfying to see how much he's having an effect waking people up, Wayne.
That's absolutely correct. I think the other thing that has made him comfortable and more restful is the fact that he's been able to travel from place to place differently than he did 4 years ago, having to use commercial airlines. He doesn't do that this time. Therefore, he's able to get more downtime and restful time, which is what he really needs.
Oh, the airport will beat the daylights out of you. And when he started flying private, the media made fun of it when all the other candidates do. I mean, we need him to be getting places faster and getting more rest. I mean, we need to. It's ridiculous that Liberty's champion, of course, should be flying around with all his staff. And I saw the news had to admit it costs less to fly the 10 or 15 people on a private jet than it does to even fly on commercial most times.
That is correct, besides the amount of time saving. You know, there's an airport 15 minutes from my brother's house.
So
he can still fly back home at midnight and be in bed before 12:30.
And the TSA doesn't get to grope him as well.
Yeah.
I know he said that this happens to him when he flies commercial.
Oh, yeah.
I want to play you a short clip of Karl Rove. It's unedited except for a Kentucky Derby clip at the end making a joke about Santorum popping into the lead from nowhere. But here's Karl Rove on Fox News. Listen to this, Wayne.
Romney is going to win the Iowa caucuses by 14 votes. How solid is your evidence?
From a pretty good, reliable source.
They made the correction in Story County, which moved it from an 18-point margin for Santorum to a four-vote margin for Santorum. Clinton County, right. You have the one outstanding precinct in the state, and that it will show an 18-vote victory in that precinct for Mitt Romney, which will give him a statewide victory of 14 votes over...
From out of nowhere, it's Rick Santorum.
So I don't understand. You're saying that they basically have come to an agreement as to what the vote's going to be in Clinton?
The person who's got the official piece of paper is missing. But the Romney and Santorum people who are monitoring it agree on what the number is. They apparently have rounded up the representatives of the camps who have agreed, yes, we were there, we know exactly what the vote total was, and we both agreed to what it was.
So, Karl Rove magically knew, this was pretty early in the evening that night, what the totals were, and now, 2 weeks later, it's an admitted fraud, just as our watchers said. Ron Paul, clearly in every case, was getting more votes, and now he's not even mentioned in this, Wayne. I mean, I go back to this. This is a big story.
Well, it is absolutely a big story, but again, I have to emphasize the fact that the people of Iowa are being shortchanged by those who are manipulating numbers and votes for somebody's eventual gain. And the people in Iowa ought to be livid on just hearing this stuff. They ought to take the Republican Party of the state of Iowa and kick them all out and start over again.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating.
Exactly. They're not even telling us what's going to go on the delegates. They say the election, the quote is, no winner declared, but they're going to say the winner Santorum. Very bizarre.
Yep.
No discussion of where the votes went. No discussion of redoing it. And I understand why the campaign's not making a bigger deal out of this, because it can be spun. They're sore losers, or it might... Sorry, go ahead, Wayne.
No, and I think the important thing is the positive approach of saying, okay, that's fine, let's head on to New Hampshire and now South Carolina and then wherever, Florida or whatever is next. We'll take them one state at a time and we'll get the people to support us, and eventually they're going to be forced to reckon with us one way or the other, and I think we'll find that out in the next 3 to 6 months. They're going to have to deal with the young people that support my brother, and they got to decide whether they want him in the Republican Party or they do not want to grow the Republican Party.
That's right.
And Alex, I live in a very small county.
Tell you what, stay there. Let's go to break and just do a few more minutes on the other side, Wayne. You've got more to say. I've been throwing in so many points. I want to hear what you have to say on the other side. Then we'll get into all the other news on internet censorship. There's something a lot bigger than SOPA out there. I'll tell you about it on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, political activist, patriot, Wayne Paul, brother of top presidential contender, the only conservative constitutionalist out there, Congressman Ron Paul. And again, we don't want there to be fraud, but I mean, clearly Ron Paul was the winner in Iowa. Clearly they've been attacking him, lying about him. And so understand, folks, we're winning just by Ron Paul running. We're winning. Look at where he's come from 4 years ago. Look at what Rand's doing in the Senate, trying to block and exposing tyrannical legislation. They've got all these Campaign for Liberty people who are true constitutionalists now running. It's going to get exponentially more powerful as we build. And Ron Paul could win. I mean, he's gone from nowhere with the media ignoring him to number two, probably number one, and the records of the other guys are so pitiful. If we get behind him, it's on. And folks all over the country, I talk to talk show hosts, you name it, liberals, conservatives, they all love Ron Paul. Every caller I hear to local radio says, I want Ron Paul, and the host says, too bad you can't have him. I mean, to hear the corporate dinosaur media with their parroting that Ron Paul can't win, telling their own audience that they're idiots, you're really seeing this paradox here. Wayne Paul, you were, I think, getting to that point. You were talking about you live in a small town.
I live in a small county in Texas. And even in our county, 4 years ago, there was such contempt that because I worked in the precinct and went to the county convention, I was in effect ostracized because of my name, and it was pretty frustrating to see that happen. And then to hear our governor at that time at the state convention saying, since we don't have anybody running for president, you can do what you want with your votes. And from Texas, and they didn't even grant him favored son status. Perry wouldn't even grant that to him 4 years ago.
Well, look at Perry. He's coming back with his tail between his legs, exposed for working for Al Gore and all the rest of it. I mean, if one thing we're learning here, the Republican leadership is basically a bunch of globalist, socialist, corporatist Democrats masquerading as conservatives.
Well, it sure looks like that. And I think the greater issue is what does the Republican Party nationwide, statewide, and countywide, what do they want to do to grow their party? It's evident they're not anxious to do it. In everything they do, they're showing we don't care. And that's very unfortunate.
Well, in closing, Ron Paul, your brother, has pretty much said, no, I'm probably not going to run third party, but stop trying to make me say what I'll do. You obsess on this, and I understand that running third party, it would probably be hard to get elected, but he would be able to continue to inject real ideas, which is winning. Resistance is victory, and I understand that then they could demonize the congressman if Obama got reelected because of it, claiming like he did what Ross Perot did. So it is a complex issue, but what's your view on your brother running third party?
Well, it's not going to happen. I think the problem is that the Republican Party is trying to spread or develop that rumor because they do not want to turn around and defeat our current president because Ron's the only one that can do it. And they can't handle it, so they're going to try everything in their power to blame it on somebody else except the National Republican Party.
That's
and
right.
They got to make up their mind because by the time we get to the convention, there's going to be egg on the Republican Party's face because they don't want the young people, they don't want the libertarians, and they don't want the disenfranchised Democrats in their party. And they're going to try to blame it on whomever they can, and it ain't going to happen.
Well, I agree with you, and I've told people that. I don't think your brother is going to run for third party. He just doesn't like being, having an option closed to him. And he has wisdom. You obviously have wisdom. People are hearing it right now, and that's probably a good move. I just wish there was somebody prominent third party just so they could be in the debates. But who knows? Your brother would probably run third party and probably have 30% of the vote out of the gate. They probably wouldn't have him in the debate. I mean, they're that big of cheats.
Well, it's not going to happen. The National Republican Party is going to have to make up their mind that they're going to have to deal with it, or they're the ones that are going to have egg on their face.
Well, by the way, as you know, you're right. They've got a whole bunch of polls that have been coming out for 6 months. And Ron Paul has, for those that don't know, has the highest numbers against Obama. I mean, he would clean the floor with Obama, wouldn't he, Wayne?
I don't have any doubt in my mind because of his consistency in his stances, in his position, in cutting back government, and in obtaining a greater national defense by bringing our troops home. All of these things resonate with the majority of the people in the United States.
And the $1 trillion first-year budget cut, getting rid of the income tax that we built the country without, ending the torture of the secret arrest. In closing, again, your brother, the only one of the only sane people in Congress, he's gotten a few people in under him, but they're not prominent yet. Ron Paul introduces legislation to strike NDAA's police state provisions. Boom. No corporate media coverage of that speech yesterday.
Right.
They just said he was up there to do a futile vote against debt increase, which is not futile, doing the right thing. It continues with Rand saying he's going to filibuster or block the SOPA bill that goes after the free speech. What's your take on the NDAA and the fact that the traitor media won't cover that Ron Paul's trying to repeal it?
Well, I can refer you to Daily Paul. His total speech is on Daily Paul this morning.
Yes, in fact, we've got it in our article that Nemo did as well. We probably should have actually played that speech, but we've run out of time. We'll probably play it on the nightly news this evening. Boy, I tell you, have you found, Wayne, that that's a wake-up call that the NDAA actually passed the secret arrest of citizens?
Well, again, it points to the people in power not caring about the people. They're not representing the citizens of the United States, and the citizens of the United States are going to change that this year.
Yes, and despite the corporate traitor media, Wayne, we've been trying to come up with a name for the mainstream media because they're not the mainstream anymore. The alternative is now the new media is bigger. I've got a video out today showing major studies showing that, and they've known this for a couple of years. What would you call the prostitute traitor media, globalist media?
How about mudstream media?
Mudstream. Sirline media.
There you go. or muddle. Muddle stream.
The listeners, we're all trying to comb the world for the best name. Mudstream media. Oh, boy. All right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're going to say something?
No. That's all right.
No, go ahead, Wayne, in closing.
Well, I just want to say it's people like you and people that want honest, straightforward answers that are going to make the difference in this country in the next 6 months. And they will do their quiet revolution in terms of making sure that we get honesty in government, we get limited government, we get stronger military government. And that's going to take place regardless of what the mudstream media puts out there.
And the mudsling media, that's even better.
There you go.
All right. Well, great job, Wayne. God bless you. And say hi to Ron and the rest of the family. God bless you.
Thank you, Alex. I look forward to talking to you again.
It was great talking to you. Wow, what a great guy. It's been a pleasure meeting him at different activist events, protesting the Fed and other things. A great guy out there. Another chip off the Paul block. Just a great family of people. And who else is standing up in government against all this evil? They're just a bunch of traitors. I mean, I really think it's the traitor media. The globalist occupational propaganda division. The zombie control media. Disgraceful media. The disgusting media. The teleprompter media. The globalist talking point media. The slime bag, scumbag, Judas Iscariot media. Filth media, the discredited media, the pompous know-it-all Decepticon media. I mean, you could just go on. There's not enough names for this group of traitors. Treacherous scum, airheads, go-along-to-get-along trash, maggots, minions of evil, sellouts, go along, get along, scum, the cream of the scum, the scum stream media. You guys are all in there chomping at the bit. You got any names? I mean, we're seeking after the grail because there's such filth that there's not a name yet. The mudsling media, the mudstream media, those are good. But it's just there's not something good enough. Prestitute, that's good, but not good enough. Traitor media? Teleprompter media? What is it? Corporate public relations hack poser media? The counterfeit media? The counterfeit media? The carpetbagger media? The con artist media? I mean, I don't know. Just the enemy. The enemy media. Globalist enemy media. They're not even media. It's just an enemy. It's like a tank with a loudspeaker saying, you know, stand up. You know, we are your friends. And then you stand up and they shoot you. It's like Mars Attacks. The aliens are running around with big loudspeakers laughing, going, don't run. We are your friends, shooting people. Yeah, it's a military operation. It's a globalist propaganda. It is the enemy. I mean, it's not like they've got some bias. These are scum. Okay, and they've got giant stables, giant bevies of little prostitutes that just want to put their makeup on and act cool and climb the social trader sycophant media ladder who will just run around in giant mass just doing whatever they're told, just groveling on hand and knee to the system so they can sit there in little fancy suits with makeup on looking real authoritative, lying to zombie fluoride heads. Now, I'm in a busy beaver. I was on Coast to Coast AM last night. I did two radio interviews this morning. I am doing the nightly news this evening. And I am going to do RT today. And you don't want to miss these shows coming up 7 o'clock every evening. They're powerful. Now, here was one of our top stories today because it deals with us. And it deals with Infowars.com, tip of the spear, and all the things that the system has been doing to try to censor us and shut us down. But there's an article that Paul Watson did this morning because it hit me last night. Everything that Google says they're fighting in SOPA, they're already doing. They're already taking websites down under government request. They're already banning. They've already delisted us from most of their search engines, kicking us off the news feature a few years ago when Obama started running. You know, we've gone and, I mean, they even deleted videos where we were bullhorning Schmidt, the head of Google at Bilderberg. I mean, they're censoring us, and I'm sick of it. You understand? They're already doing it. They just don't want the knuckle-dragging government to have the control because they've already got it. This article is important, and folks, they are trying to censor us. I hope you get it out to everybody. I hope you realize Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the nightly news, the radio show, what we do. If the globalists have their way, you're not going to be hearing this. Okay? This is real. The White House regulations are, says they want to shut us down. I'm on the White House enemies list. I'm under surveillance. I'm doing this out in front of everybody. In front of God and the rest of the world, I'm out here calling these demons on the carpet as child kidnapping, narcotics trafficking murderers. And they are. You're like, well, why haven't they killed you? Because if they kill me, it highlights everything I've said. It puts an exclamation point on me behind everything I've said. But let me tell you, they can start shutting us down. They will come after me. They'll start shutting me down in the years to come and throwing dirt and PR campaigns ahead of it, and they'll set me up, kill me, whatever. But they still can't stop us. It's just individually, I'd like that not to happen. So I hope you'll continue to spread the word to your email list, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere, Infowars.com. There's a reason they've got armies of trolls after us. There's a reason the system is always demonizing, because I'm a symbol as well of just an average person saying I'm not going to take it anymore. And if they can tear down Ron Paul or tear down Alex Jones, they can tear down you. Like it or not, Ron Paul, Alex Jones, and a few others, we are what is representative of the liberty movement. I never even tried to become this prominent. I just am like a pit bull, and I keep coming. So I've had incredible success thanks to your support. But we belong to you now. You understand that? I am you. You are me. If they are able to do this, it's a bad day. If they take me out, who will take my place? That's another question. This article is important. I'm going to try to get to it. Google is already using SOPA-like censorship, and it's totally proven here. Web giant blacklists websites, follows government orders to remove material. Despite Google's much-heralded support for the anti-SOPA movement, the web giant is already enforcing SOPA-like policies of its own, blacklisting legitimate websites from its news aggregator, following government orders to remove material from its search results in YouTube. We've also confirmed that they block our view counters going up, but then with establishment stuff, they don't block the view counters. We've confirmed that. Before, I was like, no, it's a normal caching issue. Yeah, they're covering censorship with that. As major internet giants joined forces yesterday to protest legislation that would hand the U.S. government power to arbitrarily seize websites with no legal process under the pretext of copyright infringement, Google slapped a black censorship image over its logo and urged people to sign an anti-SOPA petition. This was accrued over 5 million signees. However, Google's main issue with SOPA is seemingly not related to the concerns about Chinese-style web censorship becoming commonplace, but rather which entity gets to wield those powers, large transnational corporations or governments that are now footstools to them. While Google criticized SOPA publicly, it is already privately using SOPA-like powers to unfairly marginalize legitimate web content. Google News is a content aggregator that allows users to search thousands of news sources for relevant stories. Although the aggregator includes a plethora of obscene, occasionally offensive, and barely read websites, in November 2010, Google took the decision to delist PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com from its index news sources. InfoWars.com alone is internationally recognized news website and gets more traffic than MSNBC and many other big sites combined, and innumerable other big mainstream news websites. Our articles routinely are featured on the Drudge Report, which itself is renowned as the primary agenda-setting news website in the United States, driving more traffic than the New York Times, Facebook, Twitter combined. We'll be back with more. Yeah, we all have stood together against SOPA, but the real menace is lurking in plain view. And it's the NSA, CIA-created Googler. And, it is a badge of honor that they've delisted us. But, again, because routinely our articles, whatever was the newest and the most popular, it would kind of algorithm those two together, and that would put you at the top. And I guess they didn't like when there was a London bombing that our articles were the top for a week, being read by millions. I guess they didn't like that we were able to win. You know, you put us on the field, and with our analysis and understanding, we were challenging them. And so, bye-bye, InfoWars.com. Bye-bye, PrisonPlanet.com. Bye-bye. And Google is doing, and people say, well, they're a private corporation. No, they've created basically a monopoly, and they operate like it's free and fair. That's why they're getting in antitrust trouble. Continuing, InfoWars.com alone is internationally recognized, but it's not listed. We're on XM, over 100 radio stations, award-winning, linked on the Drudge Report, the number one news site in the world, not just the U.S., and it just goes on. None of that matters. They say we're not media because they're God. And it goes on. InfoWars owner Alex Jones is a nationally syndicated radio host whose broadcast appears on ever-expanding list of big radio stations across the country. Jones has been afforded feature profiles in Rolling Stone, New York Magazine, many others, acknowledging the role as a pioneer in world media. Trade publications have said the same thing. InfoWars.com is clearly a legitimate and important news website that features original content, which routinely makes an impact and occasionally goes viral. It goes viral every day. That's Watson being understated. And yet Google delisted the websites from its news aggregator on a whim with no explanation provided. Since Google and its owner, Eric Schmidt, are prominent financial contributors to the Obama campaign, we can only assume we were blacklisted for political reasons. They were shutting down videos of Schmidt at Bilderberg. I mean, he's like, I don't want that on there. Whether you concur with our political stance or are rabidly against it, what can't be argued is that we are a legitimate news outfit. But Google has arbitrarily banned us from appearing on their news search results. But it doesn't stop there. There is a clear example of how Google is already enforcing SOPA-like rules of its own choosing. Yeah, the feds just order things delisted outside of court. Without the need for any law to be passed or by any legislative body. And it goes on. In addition, while concerns rage about the state obtaining the power to shut down websites and remove web content with no recourse, Google is already following, we have links to that, orders from the federal government in the majority of cases, removing videos from YouTube platform, including takedowns on the grounds that, quote, videos contain government criticism. Google admits that. Government criticism's taken down. I mean, right there, that's it. Where's all the cause celebs now? I mean, this is already going on. And Microsoft and the rest of them helped the communist Chinese censor their people. Google-owned YouTube has complied with thousands of requests worldwide to remove political protest videos that are clearly not in violation of any copyright or national security interest and do not constitute defamation. The number of takedown orders received from Google from authorities based in the United States rose dramatically over the past year, with demands to remove information increasing by 70%. Yeah, they took down our Obama deception when one video had like 9 million views. I threatened to sue them. It suddenly went right back up. I said, we know you took it down. It isn't a hack. I'm going to sue you. You got 24 hours. Boom, right back up. Because I guess they must tap my phone, the government or something, because I was calling the lawyers. I mean, they knew. And it went right back up. And I'm looking at suing you right now. I'm going to be honest, because you're sitting on us. You're blocking us. I don't like it. Let me on the field. I'll clean all their clocks. But you don't want that, do you? You want to keep everybody in the dark, just like you want to block out Ron Paul. And it goes through just page after page of example of their wicked censorship. All bibliographed. That's why they hate us, because our articles are all documented. All right, I mean, compared to the corporate dinosaur devil media, our accuracy is off the charts. We try to tell the truth, and we're affecting history. So get this article out to everybody.
Thank you for listening.
Lose the internet or lose it. Defend everybody. Hang together or hang separate. Hang together, hang separate.